Yeah, Henry Fowler says that y'all were having a little meeting, and I told him to let's get together in the morning. He said, well, we're too late, y'all were all at a meeting, so I just want to tell you I was back and see if you had any suggestions about how we would begin our... Did y'all reach any satisfaction at all?
Well, here is the problem. Wilbur, I talked to Wilbur this morning. He says, I want you to come to my office. I want you to talk to Johnny Bunge and me and bring Bull with you. I couldn't very well refuse.
Yeah.
And so I went over to his office a little while ago, and they're talking big about a $20 billion reduction rather than 10. And I explained that this simply could not be done. There's no way to get it done. And it's very obvious that, of course, and you would expect Johnny Burns would want you to get into the boat with both feet to help push this kind of reduction through.
Sure.
And so this we didn't make any progress at all at this meeting. Now, Wilbur, I think, had talked to Fowler a couple of times today.
Yeah, Fowler doesn't think that he's made anywhere. I don't know what to... I guess they just want to use this as an excuse. I just think we just really ought to do something, and I think we ought to do what is reasonable. Now, if he can cut, or anybody can cut any of those figures and get a vote for him, Barefoot's written me the damnedest memorandum you ever saw and said, if you think that you can cut to... 8 to 10 billion appropriations and 4 or 5 here, you're going to drive every Western supporter from you, you're going to drive every Eastern supporter from you, and you're going to wind up with not a damn human supporting you.
That's the trouble. That's the trouble. And I went to see Carl Albert, and I said, Carl, if we can get together down here and take the principal onus off of the president on this, and he said, well, he'd do anything he could do, except he couldn't run afoul of the president, and he couldn't run afoul of McCormick. But he realized that something needs to be done.
That's right.
And
well,
he wants to help.
Can't you and Wilbur agree on some figure that you could put through the Congress?
Well, I've got...
You know what trouble we had last year. I had to call each one of them individually to get them, and
then I just had hell. Well, I've got to get... I can't make any progress with Bull and...
No.
And Burns' presence. That was, you know, you can't do that.
There's not $20 billion appropriations there that they can cut to that.
I think you've
just got 30 some odd controllable, George.
No, you can't do it.
Unless you want to repeal Social Security of these formulas.
Yes. Well, I think that there's a real... I'm sure Wilbur...
Fowler thinks that Wilbur's ready to go, or wants to go for a tax increase.
I think he is. But... he's trying to use this all he can, and still stoutly says, and of course Burns does, that there's not going to be any tax increase as far as they're concerned unless there's a sharp reduction in spending. I think if you could tell Carl Albert or McCormick, if you could get the leadership of the House and Senate somehow to know that while you don't want to get out in front of this thing, you're sympathetic to the idea of some rather sharp cuts in view of the fiscal crisis and all that. But I do see the political hazard involved in all this. It's going to make the war much more unpopular, and heaven knows it's already unpopular enough. And they talk about, we'll give you, if you'll give us a big cut, we'll give you a tax bill. Well, cutting spending is bad enough, and then to have to vote for a tax bill too, the average member thinks that's pretty horrible, you see. Now, Mills doesn't look at it that way, but the rank and file member does, in my opinion. So we've got our work cut out for us, but I think...
What'd you do, decide to meet with Mills alone later, or just leave?
Yeah, I'm going to see Mills alone later, and of course, he said he's going to call us back together, which is okay.
Well, I told him to bring him by here at breakfast, but somebody said he couldn't come. He had a dentist
appointment. Yeah, that's what he said. He first said he could do something, then he said he had a dental appointment that he'd forgotten that he had to make. So, just as soon as we can, I think it'd be very helpful to sit down with Wilbur, with somebody from the budget who can really help us, and I'll get my boys to rough out about a $10 billion cut and see where it would be from our standpoint and see how it sounds to Wilbur and to you and to Zwick, you see.
Right.
I'll do that.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll be in touch.
Yeah.
You got it.